आप SBS उर्दू के साथ हैं।
ویمنز انٹرنیشنل ڈے یا خواتین کے عالمی دن پر نیو ساؤتھ ویلز کی حکومت کی طرف سے 16 سالہ دانیا سید وومین آف دا ایئر کی فائنلسٹ قرار پائی ہیں۔ وہ پہلی پاکستانی لڑکی ہیں جنہیں فائنلسٹ ہونے کا اعزاز حاصل ہوا ہے۔ آئیے ان سے بات چیت کرتے ہیں۔ اپنا نام بتائیے اور یہ بتائیے آپ کیا کر رہی ہیں اور یہ ایوارڈ کا نامینیشن کے بارے میں بتائیے۔
السلام علیکم، مائی نیم از دانیا سید اینڈ آئی ایم 16 ایئرز اولڈ۔ آئی ایم ا ویری بگ انتھوزیاسٹ فار نیو اینڈ ایمرجنگ ٹیکنالوجیز۔ آئی ایم ویری پیشنیٹ اباؤٹ روبوٹکس اینڈ انجینئرنگ۔ سو الحمد للہ دا اپرچونیٹی ٹو بی نامینیٹڈ اینڈ بیکم ون آف دا فائنلسٹ فار دا نیو ساؤتھ ویلز وومن آف دا ایئر اوارڈز فار دا ون ٹو واچ کیٹیگری۔ سو دا ون ٹو واچ کیٹیگری ریکگنائزز ینگ گرلز from the ages of 7 to 17 who are excelling in a particular thing and are very involved in the community and have leaving a impact on the community.
Acha, yani New South Wales ki mein International Women's Day ke upar hukumat ki taraf se 7 se 17 saal ladkiyon ko award nomination mila hai jisme aap finalist rahi hain.
Ji, over 100 nominations, so over 100 girls applied for this and only 9 of them were chosen to be the finalists.
Kuch robotics mein aapka ne bada kaam kiya hua tha to kya ye sab bhi consider kiya gaya aapke profile mein jab aapko nomination mila?
Ji, so what they did was that I had to fill out an application form which was on the website and then I had to provide a proof of work. So in that proof of work was I provided my past experience in robotics. I've been part of my school's robotics team for the past 5 years and have had the opportunity to qualify to represent Australia internationally twice. So that was that, and I've been on here due to one of those achievements. But also I do personal projects in which I do app development, hardware development.
Hardware development?
Yes, yes. So I do, one of the major reasons I was selected for the New South Wales Women of the Year Awards was because one of my projects that I'm working on is a subtopic of that major project is I created a bionic hand, a bionic assist. So that purpose was to assist those who can't really go to places which require to be in person. The bionic hand basically mimics what you do.
16 saal ki hain aur aap itni si umar mein mashallah robotics mein, mobile app mein, hardware mein sab kuch itna kar chuki hain aur ab aap بائیونک ہینڈ بنا رہی ہیں جو آپ کے ایک بڑے پروجیکٹ کا چھوٹا سا حصہ ہے۔
بنا لیا ہے۔ سو I've done prototyping for it. Not only did I do a bionic hand, but I in year 9, so 2019, I did a heart rate monitor.
Heart rate monitor یعنی دل کی دھڑکن کی رفتار معلوم کرنے والا ڈیوائس۔ اور اب یہ بائیونک ہینڈ کتنے عرصہ لگ گیا اس کو بنانے میں؟
So I spent, because it was a prototype, it took me a year to do it. And it was just prototyping for my major project and I want to work and complete inshallah and by the end of high school.
To ye bionic hand abhi kya kya kar sakta hai demonstration level pe?
The prototype can just mimic what your hand does. So for example, if you open and close your fingers, it mimics that. So the point of it was that it's a prototype. So my major project at the end of the day is to create a personal assistant. Not a personal assistant, a robot that will help people in medical aspects. So the heart rate monitor and the robotic hand will combine into one. And so it will be a personal nurse.
خیر یہ تو اندازہ ہو گیا کہ آپ مستقبل میں کس شعبے میں کس فیلڈ میں جانا چاہتی ہیں، مگر آپ سے خود سننا چاہیں گے یونی جانے کے بعد اور یونی ختم کرنے کے بعد کیا بننا چاہیں گے؟
So I want to pursue engineering, engineering and robotics after this. And my goal is to finish one of the projects I'm working on, which is creating a personal assistant.
یعنی یہ روبوٹ جب پورا مکمل ہو جائے گا تو یہ ایک پرسنل اسسٹنٹ کے طور پر کام کرے گا میڈیکل کی فیلڈ میں، جیسے آپریشن تھیٹر میں یا پروسیجرز کرتے وقت کوئی اسسٹنٹ ڈاکٹر یا سرجن کے ساتھ ہو، تو یہ روبوٹ ایک معاون کے طور پر کام کرے گا۔ کہاں سے آپ کو اس کی سپورٹ ملی؟
To be honest, when I up until year 6, I wasn't interested in robotics at all or any technological stuff. I remember my dad used to take me to the library to do programming, so he can teach me programming. But I remember I used to dread it every day because I didn't like it. But when I came into year 7, our school had a robotics team. They were auditioning for tryouts. And so I applied to it. And so through my school's program, I got actually interested in robotics. And so after seeing what robotics involves and how fun it can be, I started doing my own personal projects in which my interest increased even more. But to be honest, my parents, both of them are in the technological field, so they both are software engineers. So I felt like it was kind of natural for me to also venture into this path, because when I was younger, none of the girls were interested in anything technological. They wanted to be more like teachers and doctors, but nothing related to engineering. So my advice would be to not be afraid to be different and try different things.
तो आपका अपनी हम उम्र बच्चियों को, वालदैन को, इन सबको यही मशवरा है कि अगर आपका किसी शोबे में शौक है तो उस शौक को जरूर पूरा करें और मुख्तलिफ काम करने से ना घबराएं। अभी आपकी मुलाकात हुई दानिया सैयद से, जो सिर्फ 16 साल की हैं और उन्होंने पिछले 3 सालों में हार्ट रेट मॉनिटर, रोबोटिक कंपटीशन में हिस्सा और इसके अलावा बहुत से चैरिटी प्रोजेक्ट्स में काम किया है और अब उन्हें न्यू साउथ वेल्स की पहली पाकिस्तानी नवजात लड़की हैं इंटरनेशनल वुमेंस डे पर न्यू साउथ वेल्स गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से वुमेन ऑफ द ईयर की फाइनलिस्ट करार पाई हैं। लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए।